Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
My best friend growing up used to think it was normal to just take silverware from any restaurant she went to. It wasn't until I pointed out to her that it wasn't normal and made her return her fork, and then she stopped. It was then that I understood why her family had an overabundance of silverware that didn't match. My grandma was notorious for taking pretty much everything. Not silverware, but the crackers. Everything in the bread basket would be in her purse by the end of the meal.
And here she is. We might talk about silverware. Oh, hold it. I've got to see. Let's see. Let me account. There's a pen here. There's no silverware. There's a microphone. There's several mic. I have to make sure they're still here when you leave, Wendy Snyder.
Oh, yeah. I won't take them. I have my own equipment. I have equipment. We'll travel.
It is so good to see you.
Oh, my God. Steve, I am so honored that you asked me to come in today. As WGN Radio celebrates 100 years, you said, would you come in? I go, for what? I was here for a minute.
No, yeah, but a very memorable minute. And you and I have worked together on and off over the years. And I will tell you, one of the most talented performers. You know, I've been so lucky in this business. I mean, imagine, I worked with Wally Phillips. Toward the end, he had a show where he did a revolving program at restaurants. And Marilyn, his producer, asked me to come in to be a regular. Not only did I get to work with Wally, they were at restaurants, these shows. I got a meal out of the deal. I mean, what could be better than that?
Excellent.
I know. And working with some legendary, I'll say their names. I mean, people like Fred Winston. Right. And Lou Jack and all of these other. Landecker is here now, right?
I know. I love John Landecker. Yeah. I have an old John Landecker shirt that said, Landecker pumps iron, and he's holding two irons. It's somewhere in my attic. I have it.
I've got a Landecker shirt, too. I've got to find it because we're having some anniversary party here soon. And I'm going to bring if I can find it, I'll bring the T-shirt for him to sign the T-shirt, actually.
That'd be cool.
And he'll think I'm out of my mind. You have more fun on the radio. Oh, here we go. Oh, my God, girlfriend, I miss you. You are like here again. Oh, my God, girlfriend. They're saying the same thing. Oh, my God, OMG. All these people are saying OMG. They're hearing Wendy Snyder. You are like... You really are off the air pretty, because I know you off the air.
Yes, you do.
Yep, pretty much the same
good
as you
and
are.
Bad. To know me is to hate me.
Oh, no, to love you. You are the same way on the radio. Not every performer is.
Well, you know, it took a while, and I started at the Loop radio station in 1986. So that is an iconic station, and I did music. I played overnight rock and roll, and I love music, but I would write out a lot of my breaks because I didn't want to screw it up, and I was afraid I would swear if I could just, you know, if I just talked without a script. So I had to break that habit, and then Howard Stern came to town, and I did news inserts on his show, and then I worked with Kevin Matthews, and that's where I really grew to actually have a voice and to be myself. But it's not that easy.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I was talking, as you probably heard, to Spike Odell.
I know. Legendary Spike Odell.
Yeah, well, kind of, and Bob Collins before him, you know, and... Wally Phillips, they all, very different from one another, but they made it seem easy.
Genuine is the key, and you are too. No. I listen to you frequently. I was in a drive-thru of Raising Cane's, if you haven't tried their chicken tenders.
Chicken? Okay,
oh, my God, it's so good. And I hear you and Doc Emmerich on WGN Radio, and I just had to text you, a group text going, two of my favorite people together. I love you guys.
Doc Emmerich is... He's the best.
He totally is. I miss him.
The nicest man in the world. I cannot keep up with all the text here, Wendy. You'll come around during the commercial break and look at them.
Yeah, you can give them my home number.
Yeah.
I'll just talk to him over the phone.
All right, 640. No, I don't think
555-1212.
You are on the radio, and you are now Debbie talking to Wendy Snyder.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Hi, Wendy. You should see. I can't believe how many of my friends miss you so very much. And
She's not going anywhere. I mean, I'll tell you, there's only what do you miss most about Wendy?
Getting ready for work and listening to her, having my coffee. It would be like sitting down with family, having coffee in the morning, just listening to her. She'd get me out the door. And I'll tell you, I know she loves Victorian homes. I have a Victorian home, too. So mine's a 125-year-old house.
I think mine might be older, Debbie.
But I'll tell you, I know so many of my friends. I'm 57, and a lot of my friends. I mean, we grew up just listening to you also, you know. And Steve Dale, I got to tell you, I look forward. I get up at 5:30.
Oh my gosh!
On the weekends, just to listen to you, and I listen to you again in the afternoon.
That's so
you
nice.
Guys are such a great team together. I would love to see if there's any way that you could do a fundraiser for some pets out there.
Well, that's about
the homeless shelters.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Call me, and the answer to that is yes, anytime. But what bonded us really is your sister, in a sense. Because she worked, I don't know if she still does, volunteer at the zoo?
Yes, she's been a docent at Brookfield Zoo forever. She also works at one of the humane societies, a suburban one, and she's an animal lover. And yeah, I asked you about something, and I had my dog Tiki that rest his little soul, and now I have Kona, who will never match up to Tiki.
Oh, no, that's not fair.
I'm kidding.
We had a pet adoption segment that we did, and I will tell you, I'm proud we were able to adopt out just about every dog we had in. But even if Wendy was in, South Korea at the time, were you ever in South Korea?
Mm-mm.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Yet.
You would have been here. You would have found your way to get here to pet the dog.
Oh, love dogs. I love dogs. And Kona's the best. It's so funny, though, Steve, and I know you recently lost your cat.
Yes.
These animals just fill our hearts in very different ways. It's like no two kids are alike, no two pets are alike. So I feel guilty that I was bashing Kona. He's a great dog.
Someone wants to know how old Kona is. I mean, how old Tiki Kona is.
Kona is four. He was four in January.
Someone else says, you may not believe this. I would call in, but I can't because I'm crying hearing Wendy's voice because I miss her so much.
God, you guys, I miss talking to you guys. I've been filling in at various places. But
that's the thing about this radio station that's different, I bet, than all those various places, Wendy.
You are 100% right. And really, the Loop radio station was very family-oriented, really. We really were like a family, and I never had it until I got here. WGN Radio, you talk about camaraderie. We had it. I mean, there'd be people bickering once in a while, but all in all, we looked out for one another, and it really was one big happy family.
Indeed. When we come back, Wendy, someone wants to know about how you feel about martinis.
Well, I'll never turn one down.
Hold it. Wait, that's supposed to be a tease. We'll talk more about Wendy's martinis when we come back. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN, 10 minutes before 3 o'clock. Wendy Snyder is in the studio. Yay. I'm telling you, I am getting more text about you than I received about Dr. Anthony Fauci when I had him on. Really, honest to goodness, that is the truth.
I'm taller than he is, I think.
I'm not. Here we go, Ron. You're talking to Wendy Snyder.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Wendy. Great to talk to you. Loved always listening to you. But this is kind of rolling back the years. I want to say 86, 87. Brookfield Zoo had enough departments and enough employees that they had their own softball league. And I'm thinking that you either played for Moto Safari.
Ding, ding, ding. That was it. Or the railroad train.
You played.
It was each department at Brookfield Zoo. I worked there. It was so fun. It was the best summer job. And boy, did we party. We would go drink after the softball games.
Really?
But each department had their own team, and we played a couple times a week, right? It was so fun.
Yep. And the reason you stood out is I played on the volunteer docents team, and you were pitching, and you had either purple or pink hair, and I may have this wrong, but I could swear you had a cigarette in one hand and you were pitching from the mound in the other hand.
Oh, I'm sure you're accurate with that, and it was pink.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you. Of all the interviews, and you did many here at WGN, are there some that stand out?
You know, I was thinking about this noted pet expert, Steve Dale, because...
And people, by the way, still call me that. There's actually a hashtag. And you're the one who started all that. There truly is.
Noted pet expert. We had Henry Winkler in the studio. Oh. And I'm telling you, I watch Barry. I love Barry. He's so good with Bill Hader. This guy is such an amazing man. He's written some kids' books. That was one of the coolest moments live in the flesh, was Henry Winkler. On the phone.
What was it? I mean, you're not the only one who has said that. Women have said, because he doesn't strike me as
Oh, he was Fonzie. Come on. He was the coolest guy ever.
And he was like that in the studio?
No, he's completely the opposite. I mean, I remember when you would watch Happy Days, which we all grew up watching, and he was so cool with the black leather jacket. Because of him, we have the phrase jump the shark, which he's totally willing to talk about. But then the first time you heard him talk, he was not like that at all. He wasn't this tough guy. He's just a sweet, wonderful man, and he was the Fonz. I mean, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
And another one, Steve, Bill Cosby. I hate to bring up that name, but to do an interview with Bill Cosby on the air and then go see him at the Chicago Theater that night with one of my sons and go backstage and get an autograph was really one of the highlights of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
And then when you found out about Bill Cosby, that must have been like so incredibly heartbreaking.
Yeah. It's just, I hate to have such a good memory of such a terrible person.
Yeah. Well, so many people are texting here about all kinds of things, but several have said, Wendy, how's your family?
My family's fine. Jimmy Mack has Rebel Force Radio. He does a Star Wars podcast.
For anyone who doesn't know, the Star Wars podcast, he's still doing that.
He's doing a great job with it. My son Michael McInerney is in a band called the Vaughn Building. They played last night out at the Roundhouse in Aurora. It was great fun. Dylan McInerney is going to College of DuPage, and he wants to be either a director, a comedy writer, or a stand-up comic. So musicians, comedians, podcasters, and I just want everybody to know that I am available until I get a full-time radio job.
What do you mean?
I can come to your house, sit at your kitchen table, have a cup of coffee or an adult beverage. I can give you the world's current events. I can try and FaceTime a guest, and I'll just do a radio show one by one at people's houses.
What a concept.
So let me know. Reach out to me on Facebook, or I'm TikToking now too. I'm at Snide.remarks on TikTok, SNYDE.remarks on TikTok.
What do you like about TikTok?
I like recipes. I like makeup tips. I waste so much time scrolling through it, being a gorgeous, gorgeous girl, that's what people say. I'm obsessed with it. I'm really, I'm way too old for this, but
no,
I'm enjoying it.
No. It is so nice to have you here.
Thank you so much. Again, I am so honored to be here today. This was the pinnacle of my radio career.
I've had so much fun on the radio with you over the years. I'm not even sure it's legal. and you've done so much to help pets also.
I love pets.
Or you allow me the platform to do what I do. And I'll never forget that. Wendy Snider, I'm not alone. Chicago clearly feels the same way I do. You'll come around after all this is done. I'll show you text after text, after text, after text. Next couple of weeks, I have off. We've got Lucy Arnaz coming on in a couple of weeks.
Awesome. Yeah. You have the best guests.
Well, I'm very lucky in that regard, and I'm lucky. This is my 25th year at WGN, which means I've been here a quarter of this radio station's history. I'm not sure the bosses have any idea or not. I don't know that they know who I am. I don't know.
Well, congratulations. Really? And again, I am so honored to be part of this today. So thank you.
Thank you.
With Spike and Lyle and Tom, it was awesome.
It was. It was awesome for me to talk with I was so nervous about doing this show.
I'm nervous being on this side. I don't like to talk about me. I like to interview other people.
Well,
so how you doing, Steve?
I'm doing okay. Thank you. Just a little nervous. But you know what? If we keep talking, then I get arrested because I'm late for news.
Oh, can't
I
do
know.
That.
Yeah, I know. That can't happen. Wendy Snider, my best to you. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday, WGN.